Welcome to A Quest for Wholeness podcast. I'm your host, Lexi Burt, a fertility advisor and endometriosis advocate. Together, we're diving into the journey of understanding what it truly means to be a healthy, complete individual, biologically, psychologically, socially, and spiritually. In solo episodes, I'll share my insights on fertility, holistic health, and endometriosis. Plus, we'll have conversations with incredible guests, all exploring the same burning question: what does it mean to be a whole, healthy, and satisfied person? I'm so grateful you're here.
This is one part of a five-part series introducing This Won't End Me, a registered Canadian nonprofit that I am thrilled to be a part of. So the name This Won't End Me is a purposeful play on the word endometriosis, emphasizing the resilience and strength of those living with this chronic condition. While endometriosis is derived from the Greek word endometrium, referring to tissue affected by the illness, our name transforms the narrative, sending a powerful message: despite the challenges, this condition will not define or defeat us. This Won't End Me serves as a platform to amplify the voices of women living with endometriosis, fostering community, advocacy, and support. My name is Tanai Caesar, and I am the founder and CEO of TWEM, and I'm interviewing the host of A Quest for Wholeness podcast, Lexi Burt. Hi, Lexi.
Hi, Tanai. This is a different position that I'm usually in on my podcast, so thanks for interviewing me.
No problem. So I want to ask if you can introduce yourself and just share a little bit about your background. I want to hear, you know, kind of why you decided to start this podcast, what your run-in has been with endometriosis. Like, we want to hear all of it.
Okay, well, yeah, I guess I'll start from the beginning. I mean, if you are new to my podcast, welcome. And if you aren't, then welcome back. I started this podcast last year as really an exploration into the different elements of health. I got out of university from studying psychology and thought I would jump right into a counseling degree. And I took a pause and just realized that there was an aspect of like psychology and mental health that I didn't really think captured the whole aspect of our health. And then I thought about going to med school, and I was like, there's this aspect of, you know, the biomedical model that doesn't really capture our wholeness as well. So I started A Quest for Wholeness to really figure out what is in between all of those things that really captures our essence as happy, fulfilled, unified human beings. So that was really the start of the podcast. And my background a little bit, I guess, now that I'm out of school, I'm working for a podcast company helping support people with podcasting, but I also have my own business as a fertility advisor working with women trying to achieve pregnancy and manage kind of endometriosis and other menstrual health related conditions holistically and naturally.
Amazing. I love that. And I love that that is your background. So I kind of met Lexi off of the whim of doing like a call out for TWEM, and I wanted like-minded women who had a background of endometriosis and a passion for raising awareness for that. And because of Lexi's background, I just thought that she was an amazing fit. But I know all the wonderful reasons why I love having you on my team, but I would love to know what inspired you to get involved with TWEM.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, it wasn't until last May, so May 2024, that I really decided like endometriosis was the area I wanted to move into and support women. So once I kind of made that decision, all of these wonderful opportunities started unfolding right in front of my eyes. I can't even explain the synchronicities that have played out really since May up until now. Now we're in February 2025. So once I made that decision, all of these wonderful opportunities to get involved with endometriosis advocacy, the fertility advising, speaking at conferences, and connecting with other like-minded people just started to become, I don't know, present to me, or maybe more conscious in my awareness of what I was seeing. And then I saw your post tonight about this wonderful nonprofit you were putting together for, you know, self-expression with endometriosis and this creative aspect, which I think is important for our whole health as well, even though we're kind of, you know, the basis of endometriosis, which is a very biological disease, it has these reaching consequences spiritually, psychologically, socially, and creatively. So it was really cool to see that you were doing that. And I really thought maybe, oh, I can connect Tanai with some good people for the board of her nonprofit. I honestly didn't think that you would invite me. I maybe was self-doubting myself that I had something valuable to contribute to your team. So that's the honest reason why I got involved with what you were promoting.
That is so interesting because I didn't know that. Like, this is the first time I'm hearing this. That is crazy. I don't know. I remember because I remember when I just came off the phone from you and I had this really good feeling about you. And I just was like, I think I the same day I sent you an offer and I was like, would you be a part of the board of directors? And you were like, yeah. And I just felt like everything aligned. And one thing I will say, I feel like with Lexi, I feel like you are someone who really is a part of the community and you're always looking for ways to, like, you know, band us together and fill those gaps and bridge those gaps, actually. And it's really nice to have that. And I think you, like, you know so many people within the community. Endometriosis has brought so many people together, including you and I and most of the board members. But what's your personal connection to endometriosis?
Yeah, I mean, like so many of us, I just have dealt with painful periods since the first time I had my period at age 11. And looking back in hindsight, you know, that's one of the kind of risk factors for endometriosis is early onset menstruation. So I really wish that there was more awareness of, you know, catching it in girls so young, because I remember the first time I had my period, I was in fifth grade and I didn't know what was happening to me, but I was in so much pain. I had to stay home from school for the week. So never mind the kind of wrestling with menstruating really early and like, what am I going to tell my friends when I go back to school? What am I going to tell my guy friends? Like, I just told them I was sick, but that was a really like big concern for me. But then never mind the fear, it made it like a very scary and kind of traumatizing experience. And as I went on until I was about 16, things were okay. Like, maybe I would have to stay home from school, but it wasn't completely debilitating at that time. And then it got really painful around 16. So that was the first time I ever went to a doctor and said, like, something's not right. And like so many people, for me, it was, oh, well, you're young. As you get older, your cycles will regulate. So like, don't worry about it. And, you know, during that time of like 16 until I was like 22, I was really going through a lot. So for me, it was like self-medicating for a lot of different stressful reasons in my life. So the effects of my period, I wasn't even really aware of because I was just unwell in other ways.
That is crazy. I am like, I'm blown away by that. Like, to give you Percocets at such a young age. And it, you know, I think it's so ironic as well, because they'll say, oh, like, you're so young, like, you know, it can't be endometriosis, but you're not too young for them to put you on like Percocets, morphine, Cocodamol. Like, I remember being prescribed Cocodamol for a long time. And that's when I got codeine in it. And like, literally, they were like, just take this every time. Like, it's so crazy that they're willing to because of their miseducation and the lack of like wanting to make themselves more aware. It's almost like you're being gaslighted, but then you're also being put in worse situations than you were in before. That's really something really interesting. And I definitely think that that is something that needs to be looked at more often, is the links between endometriosis and mental health, because I feel the same. I also have my anxiety feels like it heightened 2 weeks before my period. And I know a lot of women experience PMDD, like there's just not enough awareness around those things. So what's something that you wish more people understood about endometriosis?
Yeah, I think it is just the fact of what I was talking about is this isn't just a reproductive disorder. This affects the whole body, the whole person, including relationships, finances, work, ability to show up and be the person that you want to be for your friends, family, your kids. And I think that it's looked at as this woman's disorder, and that's usually tied to the menstrual cycle and all of the, you know, historical undermining of women that has gone on throughout history in terms of, like, you know, dating back to like Freud's hysteria, is that this is just a tied to women's cycle and doesn't really affect anything else. For me, I'm really passionate at educating and supporting people to understand that your fertility and your reproductive health is connected to your health. It's the same thing. A lot of people that I see are struggling with subfertility or infertility, and they don't even think that it could be caused by something else. So it's really important for me to understand, and kind of this goal with my whole podcast was that we need to look at it in more of this holistic lens of our overall health and well-being.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I think that it almost feels like it's a knock-on effect, right? Like if like all of these aspects, they play some role to your overall health. So if you're missing out on, you know, dealing with those issues, it can affect everything that you do. And like you said, it affects your like quality of life. It affects your relationships. It affects so many things. And it's just this like domino effect of like things that it affects. And it's really, really, really rough. I wanted to ask you as well, if there was some advice that you could give younger Lexi experiencing her first period or experiencing like that breakthrough of when you felt like something was wrong, what would you say to her?
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's a good question tonight. That's like making me emotional to think about, because it was so scary. It was scary. And, you know, I just didn't have the women in my life to guide me to be like, this is actually normal. Like, bleeding even, right? Like, that's a frightening thing when it first happens. And I don't know if we're supporting a lot of our daughters, nieces, cousins in preparing them for what actually happens. But I wish I could go back and just hug her and tell her that everything will be okay and that I got her and things are going to get harder before they get better. But there is another side to this, and that this pain isn't normal, and to keep pushing and asking for help.
I love that. And I'm sure younger Lexi is really happy and proud to see all the things that you're doing to not only help yourself, but to also help other people going through these really, really rough times with their cycles and everything, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So you should be
really proud. Thank you. Thank you, Sinai. I am. And I think the other myth or thing that I wish people would understand about, not even endometriosis, but women's cycles in general, is they're not supposed to be painful. Your period is not supposed to be painful. You know, a light backache and cramps, yes, that's kind of happens. You know, the period is the endometrium, the lining of the uterus being shed out of the body. That's not a comfortable process, but pain is not supposed to be a part of that. And I think that's become so integrated as this belief as women. That's what we're supposed to put up with. And so many women put up with that until their body gives up on them. And then that's when they're looking for the underlying cause, what might be happening to them. But periods aren't supposed to be painful.
Yeah, I agree. And I think we have to denormalize, I don't even know if that's a word, but we need to denormalize being like, oh, it's part of womanhood. It's not. It's definitely not. And like not having a quality of life, a good quality of life because of your periods, like it should never be something that we should be telling younger women to suck up and deal with it, you know? My last question is to ask you, what role do you play in the organization and what impact do you hope to make?
Well, you know, TWEM or This Won't End Me, we're kind of at our infancy right now, but it's such an exciting time because I think we're growing a lot of stable and solid foundation. So my role is really going to be that advocate, but also connector and collaborator and community outreach aspect, and bring all of these people who are doing such amazing work already together, because a lot of us do have this personal connection of this being something that we deal with daily or monthly with endometriosis. And you can see all the great work that people are doing and the hard work they're doing and see it all. But I think people don't understand the energy and effect that that actually has, especially when you're doing it all alone. You know, tonight we were just talking about, just so the listeners are caught up, I bit off more than I could chew this week. You bit off more than you could chew last week, and that cost you this entire week of work. I think I'm heading to that territory, so I need to be really mindful of how I'm going to take care of myself right now. But when you're dealing with a chronic illness, you can't keep it up all the time. So it's really important to have people you can rely on and trust. And I think that's what we're growing right now, is bringing all these people to and really figuring out our goals and aspirations for what we can achieve together, and just centralizing resources and knowledge and support through our organization so that we can support other people so they don't have to go through, you know, all of the horrors and trials that we had to kind of get a diagnosis and get accurate and supportive help to get here. So I'm really excited to see what we're going to do. You know, depending on where this episode falls, if listeners have already listened to my episode with Hannah, you know, we talked about writing a future letter to ourselves. So we were going to talk about this in our next board meeting, if we could all write a future letter that we can open next year this time, and to see if we achieved the goals that we wanted to. And in that episode, I invited the listeners to also write a future letter to yourself for this time next year to see what you can achieve. Because if you put your mind to something and you have good people with you, there's a lot that you can achieve, honestly, more than you actually think you probably can. So set your goals high and measure them.
I love that. I can't wait to hear that episode, but that sounds amazing. And that's such a great idea. I think it's really, really important for us all to write letters to ourselves, but also to encourage like the community. Like this is one thing I love about This Won't End Me, is that we are creating such a safe and creative space for people to express themselves. And that is honestly amazing. So yes, I will definitely be writing a letter to myself, and I am really looking forward to having that reflective time as well.
Well, especially when you're in the midst of everything, it can be really hard to see where you came from. But, you know, you and I specifically, even in the last year, like the strides that we've made, and I'm sure the listeners, if you sit down and think about what you were doing this time last year, you will be so impressed with what you have achieved.
That is such a good way to look at it. And I didn't even think of it that way. And I think one thing I feel like is like a common theme, which is, I guess, is completely separate to like endometriosis. But I think that as like a female founder and having such a strong female-led team, I think sometimes there is just this spirit of imposter syndrome that all of us go through. And I really hope that if there's one thing that we do this year, is to break that barrier and try our best to just really believe that there is anything that you want to do, like you can do it. It's within your reach, and we're doing it. Like, even if it's not, we're not exactly where we're supposed to be, like, we made that step, and that's the first part. That's the most difficult part. So I absolutely, I'm looking forward to seeing how both you and I and the rest of the team can really make a difference.
Well said. Well said.
Well, thank you so much, Lexi, for letting me be the guest host out for your podcast. It was really nice. It feels different being on the other end of an interview, but it's been really nice because I've learned so much about you that I didn't know before. And it just goes to show, like, there's so many facets of a person behind endometriosis. And that's the whole point of This Won't End Me. Like, we want to know about endometriosis, but we also want to know about the person behind it. We want to know about their resilience, their character, how they've gotten through that. And I think that you have shared a lot that a lot of people will really take from this, and it will really encourage and empower them.
Well, thanks, Tanaya. I couldn't think of someone better to be my first guest host. So maybe this could be a regular occurrence.
Sure, I'm absolutely up for it.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I hope you feel inspired and empowered to embrace your whole self in mind, body, and spirit. If you're ready to take the next step in understanding your fertility or women's health needs, I would love to support you. Book a free consult with me, and together we'll explore how we can work towards your healthiest, most vibrant self. Until next time, take care.